Blog Talk Radio.
You've heard about it. You've read about it. You've talked about it. And now, you've found it. This is Truth About Trucking Live on Blog Talk Radio, the largest radio social network in the world, with your host, Alan Smith, a veteran of OTR trucking, business entrepreneur, and the most recognized name for assisting CDL students and new graduates. It's time to shut down that big rig, sit back, and come join the conversation. Truth About Trucking Live begins right now.
Everyone, today is Thursday, November 10th, 2011. I'm Alan Smith. Appreciate you tuning in to our show here on Blog Talk Radio. Hope your week has been going well and you're planning your trips to make it home for the holidays coming up on us, Thanksgiving right around the corner. Our call-in number 347-826-9170 if you'd like to come join in on the conversation. And Donna Smith is here as well. And Donna, I know you have some updated information to share with us as well, don't you?
Nope, I've got it here. And hi, everybody. It's great to be here again. And real exciting information. We've been, you know, in contact with Hope Reibenberg, and she's really excited. Also, Jason's law passed unanimously in the Senate Transportation Reauthorization Bill. There was a press release actually from Senators Schumer and Gillibrand, and it says U.S. Senators Charles E. Schumer and Kristen Gillibrand today announced that Jason's Law, a measure to increase security and improve conditions at truck stops across the country, is included in the Environment and Public Works Committee Transportation Reauthorization Bill. The legislation is named in honor of Schoharie County trucker Jason Reibenberg, who tragically lost his life during a robbery attempt on March 5, 2009, while resting in an abandoned gas station. As truck drivers transport products each day and night that keep the New York business running, it is critical that we protect their safety during their long hours on the road, said Schumer. Jason's law will enable states to do just that by improving parking for truck drivers so that when these hard-working individuals stop to rest, they can be safer and better protected. Jason Reibenberg was a truck driver that died in a senseless act of violence, and I vow to fight for Jason's law to honor him and to make sure that this type of tragedy isn't repeated. It goes on to say projects eligible to be funded with the highway safety funds include constructing safety rest areas that include parking for commercial motor vehicles, constructing commercial motor vehicle parking facilities adjacent to commercial truck stops and travel plazas, opening existing facilities to commercial motor vehicle parking, including inspection and weigh stations and park and ride facilities, promoting the availability of publicly or privately provided commercial motor vehicle parking on the national highway system using intelligent transportation systems and other means, constructing turnouts along the national highway system for commercial motor vehicles, making capital improvements to public commercial motor vehicle parking facilities currently closed on a sessional basis to allow the facilities to remain open year-round, improving the geometric design of interchanges on the national highway system to improve access to commercial motor vehicle parking facilities. The bill also requires that the Department of Transportation conduct a survey of the availability of parking facilities within each state to evaluate the capability of the state to provide adequate parking and rest facilities for motor carriers engaged in interstate motor carrier service. So this was a press release from Charles E. Schumer and Kristen Gillibrand, and we are ecstatic. We did call up the Highway Committee, the Transportation Committee on the House side, and we asked them, you know, when they were going to have their bill, and they just didn't have a clue, pretty much is what they told us. They were very kind of vague on all questions. But I'm sure, as Hope said today, with the Senate coming out with theirs, that this puts a lot of pressure on the House to get their reauthorization bill out. But we're pretty ecstatic that this came to pass unanimously. The language, by the way, Jason's law now replaces the language truck parking facilities. So this was a tremendous victory for everybody who has worked so hard. Thank you, Paul Tonko, for starting this, for Senator Schumer, and Hope Rivenberg, who everybody knows won the Making a Difference Award this year for all her efforts and sacrifices. Today, again, we spoke to Fred Schaffner, and, you know, he was on our last week's show. He went to the McSAC meeting for the FMCSA when they spoke about the ELBRs. According to Fred, you know, if this new mandate passes, all new trucks are going to have EOBRs. So Fred will be attending the December meetings, and we'll have more about that. But he's, you know, encouraging people to go to these meetings also with him, and we're encouraging people to participate in these meetings and be a part of what's being said. And if you can't, you know, for whatever reason, and, you know, a lot of times you're not in the area, there is difficulty parking over there for trucks. However, if you want to send your questions to Fred, he has all plans of bringing everybody's emails with him. And his email is silversurfer_tx@ymail.com. Or you can send them to us, because everybody knows our email address, and we'll just forward them on over to him, which is info@truthabouttrucking.com. So, again, the more meetings in December, Fred's going to be there. Anybody who wants to attend these meetings, we really encourage you to do so. Very exciting. We saw the five-minute video today. It'll be up on YouTube tomorrow. Some great highlights of the convention, which happened October 15th in Tunica, Mississippi, as everyone knows. And it's almost a six-minute video, but it was really, we had a good time. We watched it a few times, and a lot of people in there that were there. I think you'll be surprised when you see it. You'll probably see yourself in there. So if you have any information on that, just send us an email if you're interested in the video, or put a post, you know, say something on Facebook. But it's info@truckingsocialmedia.com if you're interested also in the two-hour DVD that we're going to be getting together. That should be out by December. So, yeah, we'll have the YouTube video up, the little five-minute one. It's really great. So, again, today, Jason's Law unanimously went through Wednesday in the Senate. We're waiting for the House. And Fred Schaffner of the AmericanDriver.com, he's on his way to Washington again in December, and we encourage people to be with him. And we'll be posting a lot more about that on Facebook and on Ask the Trucker. So that's it for tonight, Alan.
Okay. Now, is that Jason's Law? Is it still the same allotted money? Like, what was it, $6 million?
That's what, you know, Hope and I were talking about today. And actually, they haven't discussed the money part. But if you remember about a year ago when we were speaking with Senator Inhofe, who also is the minority chair in the Environment and Public Works Committee, where this came through, I remember him telling us that it doesn't have to be limited to that $20 million that they were talking about. So actually, by not mentioning the amount, you know, that perhaps could be a good thing, because that's exactly what we were talking about today. The amount wasn't spoken of, but they still have to decide on the budget and all like that. So depending on the priority and how much and serious, you know, we make this out to be, which it is very serious, that, you know, that's going to depend on what kind of funds are allotted to Jason's Law and the truck parking.
Okay. All right. Well, good. All right. Well, listen, we have a great show for you this evening. We'll be talking with our special guest, Dan Mattulli of TransportWatch.com, who works to fight back against fraud within the transportation industry by exposing those companies and businesses that operate in a not-so-ethical manner, which in turn can damage or even ruin the reputation of those who do conduct their businesses with honesty, integrity, and professionalism, building a community, really, of trustworthy businesses and business partners through TransportWatch.com. And we'll talk about some of the frauds, the type of frauds that's going on, the damage it can cause your company, and why it's important that you join this growing community, which not only is a major watchdog for these types of fraudulent companies, but how Transport Watch works to promote and protect your company's good name and reputation. So if you run a transportation business, our show this evening is one of the most important programs you'll hear. So Dan Mattulli of TransportWatch.com coming up only on Truth About Trucking Live. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Truth About Trucking Live on Blog Talk Radio. Alan Smith will be right back.
Park on the road and you risk your life. I don't know about you, but it makes no sense to me. If they pass Jason's Law, you'd have a place to sleep. Say a prayer for Jason. Say a prayer for Joshua and Hope. Say a prayer for all the truck drivers stuck out on the road. Just say a prayer, say a prayer, say a prayer.
Alan Smith here with Truth About Trucking Live and AssetTrucker.com with an important message for owner operators and fleet owners. Hodjohn Incorporated is a company that makes the Dynasys APU, and if you're considering an auxiliary power unit for your truck but thought you just couldn't afford it, you need to talk to the Dynasys guys about their all-new financing program. The Dynasys APU saves fuel and provides AC, heating, plug-in power, all of those comfort necessities you deserve when you have to shut down for your mandatory break. It's definitely the smart way to be comfortable and save money. Their finance program is designed to make your monthly payment nearly half of what you're spending on fuel, with their goal of making APUs available for every hardworking driver. They realize that times are tough and that credit is hard to come by, so they offer full credit plans, giving all owner-operators and fleet owners a guaranteed financing opportunity. They can even get you hooked up with grants that can cover APU costs as well. Give them a call at 1-800-289-8282. It's toll-free, 1-800-289-8282, or just Google search Dynasys APU. Visit them online at hodjohn.com. That's HODYON.com. The Dynasys APU, the best solution to engine idling. Hey, drivers, how many times have you finally decided to take a break from the sleeper, follow the signs to that hotel just up the road, and when you got there, they didn't have the parking space for a big 18-wheeler? Well, if you're like me, it's happened more than once. Aggravating, isn't it? Well, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. HotelsForTruckers.org was created by a trucker for truckers and is the most comprised database for hotels across the country which offer parking space for commercial vehicles. No longer take a chance of whether or not that long-awaited hotel break will accommodate your big rig. Know for certain that you'll be able to get in where you can fit in. Choose from thousands of trucker-friendly hotels stretching across the nation, and you can also get great discounts and specials through HotelsForTruckers.org. Included in their extensive database are the addresses, phone numbers, and direct web links to the hotels. And if you use a hotel only one time a year, you can take advantage of the $10 annual membership fee, which allows easy access to view hotels that offer additional TDL trucker discounts, nationwide hotel chain discounts, and even room coupon specials. As a professional driver, you have enough stress to deal with out on the road, so have the peace of mind knowing that the hotel you choose will have all the driver amenities that you need. HotelsForTruckers.org, guaranteed in making sure you get in where you fit in. That's hotels, the number four, truckers.org.
All right, welcome back to Truth About Trucking Live. Our number 347-826-9170. Our special guest, Dan Mattulli of TransportWatch.com, joining us from the great state of Montana. Got an odd number here, but let me see if this is him here. Let me pull him up here. Dan, welcome to the show.
How are you, Alan? It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, good. Okay, that's you then. Okay.
Yep.
Number came up with all one, so I was had my fingers crossed thinking, okay, well, I hope this is him. So, well, glad to have
I'm
you here.
Sure how that happened.
It does that. It just kind of comes up kind of odd sometimes. But, yeah, you know, I was telling Don, I said, man, you know, Montana, we got to get up there because I just love that state.
I really enjoyed here. I've been here most of my life. I've got the mountains in the foreground in front of my office, and just can't think of anything better.
Well, let's start out by just telling us a little more about your background and, you know, your transportation experience.
You know, in 96, I started working as a freight brokerage, in a freight brokerage. We had a family business. And it's kind of nice to be able to get the opportunity to tell about this up front because it's something that that needs to be brought up given what I'm trying to accomplish with Transport Watch. We operated from the early 90s until 2003. We had a brokerage division, a trucking division, and we also did some factoring. And again, it was a family business. We did quite well until we were taken down the road by a few different people. And we lost somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000, and it put us out of business. And,
wow.
Unfortunately, some other folks lost some money on us at the time. You know, I feel the need to bring this kind of thing up because nothing that we did was dishonest. It's a sad fact of life that bad things happen to decent people sometimes. And since that point, I started, you know, we all split up. I started my own brokerage, TFI Logistics, and I've been operating ever since then. I've got a good reputation, pay my bills on time, and intend to keep it that way. I learned a lot from that first experience, and I think about that every day, and, you know, to make sure that I don't make those same mistakes. As a matter of fact, from time to time, I may get taken down the road a little bit myself because I'm a little sensitive to those types of issues, and that's pretty much where Transport Watch started for me, because of the things that happened to us in the past and the things that you see happening every day nowadays.
Yeah, well, you know, what's important about TransportWatch.com is, I mean, Okay, and I'm going to be learning right along with our listeners here, but I mean it works to protect a company's good name and reputation, and anyone in business knows that, you know, reputation is everything. But before we get to that aspect of your company, let's talk about the fraud in this industry and how other, you know, poorly operated companies can damage those who do work to conduct their businesses professionally. I mean how serious do you think is fraud in this industry, you know, today, and can you give us, you know, just some more examples of these types?
I think you read about it every day. A lot of it comes from the brokerage side. I don't think anybody would argue that, but it doesn't all come from the brokerage side, unfortunately. There are things like double brokering scams where, say I was to broker a load out to a trucking company, and they were to give it to take that load, and instead of hauling it themselves, they'd give it to another buddy of theirs that's operating as under the guise of being a broker, and they would rebroker that load for a dollar amount higher than the load actually paid. They don't really care what that dollar amount there is that they're going to tell that end carrier that they're going to get paid, because they're not going to pay the bill anyways. The problem is the end carrier will haul the load in good faith, will then present the paperwork back to the person that they know as being the broker of the load. That person that will transfer the paperwork to the carrier that I brokered it to, and then I will go ahead and pay that carrier, and that's where the money stops. The person who actually carried the load then gets left out in the cold. It's a rather mean thing. It happens quite a bit, unfortunately. On the other side of the coin, there are also things that go on in the industry, like loads being held hostage. I've had this happen to me. We had a carrier in the not-too-distant past that we hired to haul some material from Houston to Edmonton, Alberta. It was a van, LTL, and we agreed on a price. I don't remember the specific footage that it took up on the trailer, but the price was agreed upon, and everything was going forward. A few days later, we're getting a call from the carrier, and they're telling us that their driver is just outside of Edmonton, Alberta. He's getting ready to drop off an additional LTL, and then he's going to take our material over. So this is on a Friday, and the receiver is holding over his laborers so that they can take the material off. Okay, we didn't hear from the carrier. We call the dispatcher. The dispatcher gives us a number. We try to contact the driver, and he doesn't answer the phone. So, okay, now we're on a Friday afternoon. There's a little bit of an issue because of this labor that's been held over, and In the interest of not causing any more grief, the receiver sends his laborers home for the weekend. Okay, so we're looking now at possibly delivering on Monday because we haven't been able to get a hold of the driver. Now,
right.
The next thing we hear is that the driver's dispatcher calls and tells us that, no, he's not in Edmonton, Alberta. He is at the Canadian border, and there's problems with the brokerage paperwork. He can't get across the border. Okay, so what do we got to do? Okay, I don't know exactly where the first story came from, but what do we got to do? And so as the conversation progressed, we ultimately determined that the material was not at the Canadian border. It was at their facility in Chicago, at which point they say, okay, this load takes up more space than you told us. We want more money.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, so that's reasonable. You know, what's not reasonable is that we've gotten this far down the road. You've lied to us about it, number one, being in Edmonton, number two, being at the Canadian border, number three, now it's in your facility in Chicago, and you're calling me a liar because the load grew. So I asked him, did your driver stick his head inside the trailer before he left Houston? well, wasn't his job. Okay, well, whose job was it, you know? And this is the
right.
kind of the thing that you get into, and it's simply bad business. Now, what we did was we went ahead, and he was right. The load had grown, okay? So he was entitled to more money. I don't have a problem with that. We negotiated a rate, but we said, okay, we've gone down this road now for a few days, and you've told us a number of different things, and we want you to tell us specifically when that load is going to be delivered, and I want that material there, or we're going to just go back to the original dollar amount that it was for the LTL. And so, fortunately for us, they did get the material delivered, and everything went okay from there. They sent us a bill, we paid them, but these are the kinds of behaviors. You know, I did not report this on Transport Watch because the carrier, at the end of the day, the carrier delivered the material, okay? Transport Watch is not about witch hunts. It's not about vendettas. It's about talking to the rest of the industry about people who would act in an egregiously poor manner, okay? Something that they really need to be brought up short on. And that's what I started the site for. But this gives you an idea of it. You know, I mean, I've had other circumstances as a broker where you know, a gentleman pulled into a yard with a load of lumber. He unstrapped before he was staged where he needed to be. So they wanted him to move his truck. And instead of strapping the load back up before he moved, he just tried to move and dump the entire load in the yard. So, okay, things happen. And
right.
we consider, and legally it is considered that freight claims and truck pay are two completely separate issues, okay? I cannot legally withhold freight pay because of something that happened with a claim. I know it happens often, but it's not legal. So when the gentleman asked me for quick pay, I obliged and I quick paid him on the load. We then received a bill for $500 for restacking, rebanding, and damaged material, which, you know, after I called to talk to him about it, he assured me he would pay and never has. And so, you know, that came out of my pocket. That I did put on the site. It was wrong. You know, so I guess brokers get demonized for a lot of things, and some are really bad and need to be stopped from some of the things they do. Some are just regular guys that are, you know, that are performing a good function, you know, that are there to handle problems for the carriers. And so basically this site is not for brokers and not for carriers alone. It's for anybody who's in the industry who has entrusted their time and their efforts to another individual and been taken down the road for it.
Yeah, I saw that story, I mean, at transportwatch.com, and you have a there on that site, you have an alert link, you know, it says alert, and that's where those are posted, and I was reading those, and it's funny because that company you were just talking about where the driver dumped the load is right over here in Ocala where I'm at, but, yeah, and that was brought up a question I was going to bring up, too, because, I mean, surely, I mean, I know you would, I mean, there's, speaking about vendettas, you know, I mean, people can call in, you know, a company or a broker can call in and tell you something bad about another broker or business simply because they're their competitor. So I would assume you surely, you know, have, you know, some type of investigation. You check it out real well before just throwing it up there.
Nothing will go on the site until one of my investigative people have vetted it to make sure. That's the last thing that I want to have happen is for this to be a site for people to play out vendettas against each other. It's just not right. And it's not the philosophy we're trying to instill. I honestly believe that if we as a transportation community can communicate with each other, then and hold people accountable that need to be held accountable, then we can change this industry. The other issue here is that this site shouldn't only be used to report on poor behaviors. It should be used to report on good behaviors. It should be used to reward people for doing the right thing.
Yeah, it works both ways.
Yes. And I certainly hope that people will take the opportunity to do that. You know, I live these ideals of community. I'm on my local school board. I was just at a school board meeting this evening, and just prior to coming on to your show, and the idea at that meeting was we're trying to decide where to take our school in the next 10 to 20 years, and I'm trying to get all the teachers and all of the parents together to make those decisions, because we as school board members we're just concerned parents, and you know we have a limited authority to make these kinds of decisions for everybody. So there's I can draw some real parallels between what I do there and what I'm trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, I see that. And Donna, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, it's like you and I were talking earlier about what I really like about this transportwatch.com is, I mean, and Dan and you know, Donna, you and I were talking about it earlier. I mean, you're really just building a community. You're really building a community of trust where others can go, you know, to learn more about, you know, other businesses, brokers, whatever their businesses is. And I mean, and that's such a unique idea.
Well, when I first saw it, you know, I was ecstatic, and I told Dan this. We spoke a few days ago on the phone, and you know, I told him that you and I were talking about it, and what a breath of fresh air! The whole idea of social media, and by the way, Dan was at our social media convention in October. And we were glad to see him there. But the whole idea is transparency. And I think this website, along with a few others that are popping up, and of course Ask the Trucker and Truth About Trucking, is creating an atmosphere of transparency and, as Dan said, accountability. And that is something prior to social media that the trucking industry has not experienced. They're now being accountable, people within the industry. And I think this is a wonderful thing, and I like the idea of putting positive input, and I think people should be encouraged to do that. Along with negativity, there has to be reward in positive, and that's a great thing. I'm glad you're doing that, Dan. It's a wonderful thing you're doing.
And I'll tell you, There's a lot more to this. What I wanted to make available here, and you know, I've been a broker for a good number of years. I've fielded at least a couple calls a week during all that time from somebody who might ask me for a load out of Arizona. Okay, well, it's just not an area that I serve, but that person has taken the time to look back through their records. It took them probably 5 minutes to find my name, my number, and they call, and it took them another 5 minutes to find out that I couldn't do what they needed. What we can do on this site, and probably which is more important than the fraud reporting, is that smaller companies and larger companies if they choose, but I kind of built this for the smaller guys. You can go in here and you can say, I specialize in flatbed work from Pennsylvania to Tennessee. I own 20 trucks, and this is the kind of thing that I do. Or you can say I'm a refrigerated hauler, and I do stuff from Montana to Iowa, and I'm looking for stuff back. Instead of wasting your time on a regular big book yellow book ad, which really isn't going to give you any of that information. You can go in and you can enter all those details about what specifically your company wants to do. What do you want to tell the rest of the nation about what is going to be your specialty? And people will be able to go in there, and they will be able to find you according to any parameters they choose. And their ability to find you is limited only by how much detail you can provide on what your lanes of service are, what your equipment types are. There are many things you could you can put in. Maybe they're looking for somebody who holds certain industry associations, customs self-assessment, free and secure trade, customs trade partnership against terrorism. Maybe you are a woman-owned business enterprise certified, or disadvantaged business enterprise, and you're certified in that realm. And people can find you according to those parameters as well. So, and regardless of whether you come in as a paid subscriber, which gives you basically a web page on the site, you know, pictures and text and the whole bit, if you choose to go that way, you're going to get a lot more space. You're going to be able to tell a lot more. But if you come in and you try the premium site for a while and you decide that it doesn't work for you, your ad's still just going to revert back to a free status, but they're still going to be able to find you according to equipment types, according to lanes of service, and that's pretty powerful in my mind.
Yeah, so that's where your part comes in, where this is where you assist in, you know, helping to promote, you know, promote their good name and their business. And, I can see big benefits to that, especially if it's a business just starting out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, how does somebody who's just starting out, who's spent a ton of dough on all the regulatory aspects of this, the insurance, just buying fuel for your truck nowadays and buying the truck itself, it's a tremendous amount of expense. So, you know, the idea for me here is, sure, you know, I want to make a living off of this too. I have children and et cetera, but there really is a higher purpose here, and I truly believe, as I said before, that if we can get everyone to participate, we can change the industry. We can make this a safer place to be, and we can make this a place where people can be more profitable.
Well, I totally agree, and I really like the idea. So I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we will return with our guest, Dan Mattulli of TransportWatch.com. So hang with us, and we'll be right back.
There's a lot of copycats out there, but you know, there's only one. Truth About Trucking Live. Don't go anywhere. Alan will be right back.
Drivers and motor carriers face stricter guidelines from within the industry. It's never been more important to stay up to date on the ever-changing regulations, and most importantly, to always operate in compliance with those safety standards. Trans Products and Trans Services is a full-service transportation material compliance supply and regulatory service provider in business since 1957. For over 50 years, Trans Products and Trans Services has been working for drivers and motor carriers and assuring that you are always current and in compliance with all FMCSA regulations, so you'll have an entire regulatory agency working just for you. From logbook auditing to driver qualifications, file management, fuel tax and UCR filings, permit applications, on-site compliance assistance, and excellent technical service, Trans Products and Trans Services will provide the what, when, why, and how to comply without total interruption of your daily operation. So for more information on how you can have Trans Products and Trans Services working for you, give them a call at 1-800-367-9100. That's toll free, 1-800-367-9100, or find them on the web at transproducts.com.
Hey everybody, Alan Smith here with the Truth About Trucking Live on Blog Talk Radio. Have you been driving a big rig for a while now and considering starting your own business as an owner-operator? Well, Lone Mountain Truck Leasing offers the best lease purchase plan in the industry. With a small down payment and monthly payments around $1,000 or less, you make the monthly payment, and when the final payment is made, they hand over the title. It really is that simple. There is no big balloon payment at the end, and secondly, the truck is yours, not a lease plan under one truck and company. So if becoming an owner-operator is your goal, do it the right way. Do it the best way. Contact Lone Mountain Truck Leasing on the web at lonemountaintruck.com or give them a call toll-free at 866-512-5685. That's lonemountaintruck.com. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them on Truth About Trucking Live.
This is Truth About Trucking Live with Alan Smith. To be a part of the program, call in now at 347-826-9170. Skype users can call in by clicking on the Skype button on our show page. To be a sponsor of the show, email Donna at info@truthabouttrucking.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. I guess Dan Mattulli of TransportWatch.com. And, you know, Dan, you said something a minute ago. You said, you know, it's not just for brokers and motor carriers. You know, that got me thinking. I mean, Transport Watch could be a big tool for owner-operators, couldn't it?
Absolutely. I want it to be. As a matter of fact, that's kind of my focus. That was my purpose for starting this, because those are the guys that are the most vulnerable. You know,
yeah.
The thing is, it's like I said before, a guy gets out there and he's there's an owner-operator and is an entrepreneur in the truest sense of the word. You're out there, you're working harder than most people are familiar with working. You've put a ton of dough out there on the line, and you know, we all need an advocate, okay? I happen to believe that sometimes us brokers need an advocate as well, you know. But I know that that's kind of against the grain of how people feel about brokers in the industry, and there's probably some good reason for that. But once again, we're not all bad. But again, the owner operators, those are the guys that need to be able to get the word out about what they are doing. And they're the ones that need the most help in protecting themselves from crooks.
I wanted to ask you a question, Dan, if I could.
Sure.
You spoke about the, I guess it was the double brokering and how the driver who actually delivered the load ends up not getting paid.
That's correct.
Is there a way, I mean, is it just chance, or is there a way to investigate prior to make sure that something like that would not happen?
The only way that I can figure out to do this, and again, this is the basis of the site, is to communicate about these people that are doing these kinds of things. There was a group out of Glendale, California, that was notorious for it. I'm not sure if they ever caught these guys, but really, I wish that I had a way to go in. I mean, I would use this site myself after it's, you know, as it develops, to make sure that the people that I'm doing business with are not going to take me down the road. Because every time I book a load or one of my agents books a load, and we do, you know, we're a small brokerage, but we send out setup papers probably 20 times a day. Now, if just one of those outfits takes my setup papers and starts representing themselves as an agent of my company, I can be in trouble in no time at all. As I set up my brokerage in here, there is a place for me to set up who is authorized to work under the umbrella of my authority. And that is for, not only for brokers, but for carriers as well. You can say, such and such is one of my agents, and you're okay to book freight with him. And if he doesn't, and if somebody goes in and checks on my brokerage and they don't see an agent name listed under there, you know, then they probably need to stay away from them.
Okay. So, really, then the driver really is kind of taking a chance unless he knows the broker.
Every time.
Okay.
Every time, and I the thing is, it's not just in transportation. You know, what we're talking about here is something akin to, say, Angie's List, but mine is specific to transportation because that's what I know and that's what I care about. I believe everybody should be doing their level best to screen everyone that they're doing business with.
So, the owner-operators really should be looking at this, because they, better than anyone, would know about this kind of activity. And and then, obviously, like you said before, you'd be investigating this to its fullest to make sure it's just not some kind of vendetta.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, there's a proviso here in that, you know, anyone will be able to go in and take a look at information on posted alerts. I mean, the idea here being, if it's not readily accessible, it doesn't do anybody any good. I can't let anybody enter an alert on the site unless they're a paid subscriber, and that gives me the ability to check out who they are as well. There's
okay.
So many things that go on online that you really have to be concerned with. Now, having said that, you know, the most expensive subscription on the site is $180 a year, and you get a full page web ad, you know, for that price. Now, again, the reason I have to do that, because I have to have some control over who is actually saying things about other people.
Yeah, but that's nothing, Dan. I mean, $180 a year. I mean, if this if something like this had been in place in the late 90s, $180 a year could have saved you $300,000.
Yes, it could have.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's nothing. So, and again, with
yes,
the owner-operators, they are, I mean, I really see them as a big force of the voice behind this too. So I mean, it's not just brokers and motor carriers. I mean, you're covering the entire industry.
That's correct.
And what is the lowest?
$750 a month.
Okay.
I mean, and the only difference is that you're not going to get you're not going to get quite so much space. You'll get the text, but you know, not quite as much text on your ad and no pictures. But you know, the idea for me in starting this was not to make a ton of dough off of every guy out there. I think there's enough companies out there that are trying to do that to all of us. The idea here is to keep it just as low as we can get it, so that everybody participates. Because the more people that participate, the more powerful this will become. And if we can get this to be the place where people go to look and say, I'm seeing, you know, a little bit of a story here about you on Transport Watch. You know, maybe you could expand on that a little bit, and you know, and or maybe they'll go to Transport Watch and they'll be able to see something good about the person that they're getting ready to do business with, which would be my sincerest hope.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing about this. I mean, it works just both ways. It's not negative. It's also positive, but it's such an important tool for businesses. I mean, Donnie, you know, when we had our business, you know, we dealt with some brokers that, you know, weren't all that great, but there wasn't anything like this. I mean, if we could have gotten on a site like Transport Watch and actually confirm one way or the other, I mean, you know, that's a huge asset for a company.
Yeah, and from what I'm understanding, Dan, now for people just to read it, I mean, that's free. I mean,
it is.
Okay.
For people to read it, and for people to go in and search for companies that they say I'm looking for that flatbed carrier from Pennsylvania to Tennessee. You know, I can go on there and I can find them. Okay, if you're going to put up your $180 a year for an ad, I want people to see that ad.
Right.
And I want them, you know, I want it to be worth your money to have done it in the first place.
Okay. But, I mean, I just want everybody to realize that it is going to be an information site also, and that part is free.
It is.
Okay.
You'll be there's a forum available, you know, be respectful, but, you know, talk about things. We will be moderating it because we want this to be a respectful forum. You'll be able to go on and if you need to post equipment, or if, say, you're a company that is wanting to hire drivers, We'll have it set up so that you can put that in your ad, and when drivers are looking for work with a given kind of company, say they have equipment experience or flatbed experience or refrigerated experience, they'll be able to go in and look for a company that they want to work for in a given area that's doing hiring.
And the forum is part of the free subscription?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. Now, everybody, regardless of how much you choose the site, choose to use the site, everyone is going to have to sign up. Okay, I can't. If you want to go in and you want to search for companies that you need to haul loads for you, that's fine. You don't have to pay for that, but you do have to sign up.
Okay.
And that's something that just takes a few minutes.
Right, and most forums you have to do that anyway. I mean, I don't know any that you don't, so that's pretty standard.
We want to make this just as accessible as possible. We want to make it something that people will learn to depend on. And you know, here's the challenge. I want to see people step up to the plate and be willing to say what they have on their mind. I want them to be able to say the good stuff and the bad stuff, and by gosh, go ahead and say it, but be willing to sign that paper. You know, if you're going to say something bad about somebody, I want you to be willing to say this is who I am and this is what happened. And not hide behind some nom de plume on an internet alias. You know, it's very important to me that we all start acting as a community.
Yeah, and that's part of the transparency I was talking about. You know, because there are a lot of people that use these, you know, fake aliases and create all these phony accounts and, you know, try to do all kinds of damage to other people. And unfortunately, you know, that is a reality I don't know
and
why.
And we're going to suffer some of those issues as well.
Well,
as
we
develop.
That was my next question. Are you going to have some kind of confirmation that these people, this truly is their right name, their right email?
Basically what we're going to have to do is they're going to have to be able to sign a form. You can fill out the form online, and it'll be generated. We'll generate it here through our admin site, and then they'll have to basically prove who they are. I'm all for holding everybody's feet to the fire. I don't care if it's a broker, I don't care if it's a carrier, I don't care if it's a Peterbilt dealer that's been causing everybody problems. It doesn't matter. I will go after any of them, but be prepared to stand and say, be brave enough to say yourself that these people did this to me. And this is who I am, and I want you to I want you to get the word out about it. And am I going to always be able to get your money back for you? Probably not. But at the end of the day, something that you put on there might keep somebody else from getting hurt.
Right, and that's
later
important.
On down the road, it's somebody else that will put something on there that'll keep you from getting hurt as well.
Right. I wanted to ask you another question, and if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
No, it's fine.
Okay. In the beginning, you spoke about your business, and you had some things happen to you that created the spark to create such a website that you have now in Transport Watch. Would you be willing to talk about some of the things that happened, or is that
absolutely?
Okay.
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, if I can't do that, then there's no point in me trying to accomplish anything with Transport Watch. So anybody that wants to ask a question of me regarding my past, I'm an open book. I'll tell you everything that went on.
Okay. Well, can you say one of the major things that really rocked your boat on that? Because that's a tremendous amount of money to have to lose because of other people's lack of integrity.
When we operated as a family business, the business was called Minuteman Express. It operated out of Stevensville, Montana, and we had some trucks. We ran under the name Patriot Express, or actually, I think it was Petco, short for Patriot Express Trucking Company. And most of our losses came from our factoring company. One gentleman ran an outfit by the name of KBRS Enterprises out of Oklahoma. And he basically stole $208,000 from us by billing us as the factor, by billing the broker in each situation, and also by billing the shipper. And it was something we should have caught earlier. We did catch it. We tried to get him to work it back off. But it became apparent after some time that wasn't going to happen. So we ended up contacting the FBI, and that gentleman spent, I believe, 33 months in federal prison. The problem being, $200,000 is $200,000,
yeah.
and that was an awful lot to try and recover from, and we just couldn't.
Wow.
And then the other two occurred in our brokerage, where we had one company got out to us for $50,000, and we ended up with that loss. And then another company up north in Pennsylvania, I believe it was, and it's been quite some time. I mean, I've operated my own brokerage now for 7 years now, I think. So this was probably 10 years ago. But this other door outfit up from up north, they got us for $70,000. So, you know, it was darned unfortunate. It put all of us out of business. There was myself and one other person that were fielding the phone calls from the people that we owed money to. It was probably one of the most unpleasant things that I've had to endure in my existence, and I won't ever forget it. And I, you know, every day I operate in a way that ensures that can never happen again.
Do you have these people on your alert page?
I don't, because the one gentleman, I don't know what the legalities are of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thought that I've been considering recently. I mean, mm-hmm. The one gentleman, he took us for $208,000. He took another gentleman for $800,000.
Hey.
You know, yeah, 33 months in federal prison seemed, I don't know, almost like reasonable for $1 million, but but now that he has served his time, I don't know what the legalities are of me actually posting something on there, and again, this is not a vendetta site.
Right. Is he still in business?
He's operating as an agent for another trucking company in the Oklahoma area. At least he was the last time I had any word on him. I don't know specifically where he is at now.
Okay.
Well, you said a minute ago something. You said, you know, you don't know if you can recover or anything. I mean, do you offer recovery services through Transport Watch? Because to me, that seems like that would be a full-time business in itself.
You know, I don't want to lose my focus here. I think there are plenty of people out there that are very good at that type of thing. And somebody else asked me the other day. They thought I should maybe use some of this information that I'd be getting for other things. And it's like that's wrong. That goes against the philosophy of the site. Okay. It's going to be what it's going to be. I have no intention of selling any of the information that I get off of the site.
Right.
And you know, if I can't set the example in this regard, then the entire experiment is just lost. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, you said that a minute ago, and I just wanted to clarify it, because that just seems to me like, boy, you already have your hands pretty full, and that would be a tough challenge to take on, because really, Transport Watch, I see it as you're just building a, like I had said earlier, you're building you're building a community of trust.
Yes.
So.
And that's
so believe in it. I can't even begin to tell you guys how much I believe in this type of thing. You know, I live in a small community in Stevensville, Montana, and you know, we've had community meetings here to get the people in the area involved in our school district, and how do we bring back, you know, how do we bring back what we used to have here 35, 40 years ago, when this was more of an agrarian community, when you didn't have to have two people working to make a living. And, you know, we've done great things, small things by some folks' standards possibly, you know, I mean, but great things from a community standpoint, where we've initiated a community gathering, a barbecue. That we did our first one this last summer, I fed 600 people, you know, and it was just, and it, everybody
wow.
came and they ate for free, and it's, you know, we only have 2,500 people in our community, people came and ate for free, and we had a dunk tank, and we had a car show, and we had a band, and we had, here's probably one of the things that's the most special for me. My father is a cancer patient. He's got multiple myeloma, and for all of our years, he's been a big piano player and accordion player, and my son is 10. And he took accordion lessons so that he could experience this with his grandpa. And the two of them got together at this barbecue and played Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain together. I don't think there was a dry eye in the family.
Oh, I can imagine that.
But that is kind of where my philosophy is now. I mean, that's what's most important, and that's what this site needs to be. So we're not going to get off focus here. We're going to stick with being a reporting site and giving people a place where they can build their own businesses and not have them cost $1 million. I don't think you could buy a Yellow Page ad for less than about $700-800.
Oh, I think they're like, I don't know, we used to pay a couple of thousand, if I remember right.
And they're not nearly as powerful as what I'm willing to offer.
Especially if it goes viral, and since there's nothing else in the industry like it. That's the power of social media. And you made a good point when you said you want to bring the industry, good folks in the industry together and everybody, work together. It's kind of right on our what would you call it, Alan? I'm losing it. Our theme, raising the standards of the trucking industry.
Yeah.
Our mission statement. I guess that's what I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
I could have tried to do this 10 years ago. Now is such a wonderful time for this.
Well,
and
it's because of people
like yourself and Truckers Against Trafficking. There's a lot of you out there that are doing some really good things, and you're not doing it for your own benefit. You're doing it for other people, and that's pure, and it just can't help but be successful that way.
And you're right. Years ago, and thank you for that, by the way. The true advocates of the industry to create a better atmosphere for everyone, and people like yourself that are coming on board, and the Truckers Against Trafficking and Hope Rivenberg and all the other blogs and websites that are out there that really have a heartfelt desire. To see positive change come for the industry. It's very, very refreshing. But you're right. We started five years ago, and it was very difficult. And we did have a lot of opposition when we came on board. It was really hard. But little by little, you don't let all that bother you, and before you know it, look where we're at. I mean, look at the people who attended the convention, and when I think about all of them, they were all people who wanted to see good things happen. I mean, from the speakers to the attendees, it was like a oneness, wouldn't you agree? I mean, you met a lot of the people, Dan. Didn't you see that in most of those people?
I thought it was an amazing time, and I was so proud of you, the two of you both, for what you accomplished there. I understand what it takes to do that now, and it's just amazing. Obviously, I'll be there to support you next year as well.
Well, we appreciate that, but I mean, just the people that were there. Didn't you find that they were the kind of people that really wanted to see positive change? I mean, the point I'm making is there's a lot of folks now who have this kind of feeling where they're saying, you know what, enough is enough. You know, let's do things right. And that was the best thing I saw.
And it's kind of like what I was saying before, you know, about truckers being entrepreneurs and hard workers and such. I don't think, you know, there's a few groups of people in the nation, I think, that you could really say are that way. Owner operators and many of the people in the trucking industry have more heart than anybody, and they just do. I mean, you had a gentleman there; he was presenting his program to provide transportation for rescue animals across the United States, and
right.
You know that's
right.
That's a phenomenal thing.
Right, that was a fella from. Roger.
Is it pet transport or something like that?
Well, there is pet transport, but I think this was Rescue Roger Rescue or
oh, yeah,
part
I think
of the trucker charity group
yeah.
that was there. And, I think his name was Tony Hamilton, now that I think about it. He was there. Mm-hmm.
And these things, you know, some folks might consider them to be small things, but, you know, in this day and age, I think that's what our society has lost, and I think that's what our society needs to get back.
Is to people to start caring about other people.
That's absolutely.
And not so much just themselves. And it's changing, and we're seeing more and more people, you know, care about others. And I think it's uncomfortable for a lot of the people who don't because, you know, they don't care, and they're doing, you know, there are people, unfortunately, but it's the truth, that just do whatever it takes for them to make it, and they don't care how they hurt anyone else. Your prime example, having a driver drive an entire load and then not pay them. Prime example. They don't care. They become cold and callous, and they're going to do how they can get ahead, whatever it takes for them to make it, and the heck with everybody else. And people are saying, you know what? We don't like it, we don't want it to happen to us, and we don't want to hear about it happening to anyone else. And
yeah.
we're going to stop
And that's
it.
What it's going to take.
Yep.
It's going to take, everyone is going to have to be a part of the solution.
Right. And I think people are realizing that. They're really pretty fed up with the way others act. And they will be exposed. And I just love social media for that. I mean...
I do too. I'm impressed with this. You know, I like I said before, I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I'm almost 50. This is my second time around, and they're the light of my life. And the thing that I want to impress on my kids, I tell them, make sure that the world is a better place for your having been a part of it. And it's,
right.
I think if a person lives that every day, you just can't go wrong.
And that's true. It's a good feeling. It really is. So, yeah, I'm really happy to see your site, and I'm really glad that you came on tonight.
Now, the folks
yeah.
that want to try this, you know, we'd like you to go on for a promo period. I'll give you 6 months of the premium advertising and access to the alerts and the whole bit. Just set yourself up with a premium account. Use the promo code 6FREE. Now that's SIXFREE. And I'll give you another month for every person that signs up on your referral. So. You know, I'm gonna float the bill on this thing for a long time because I really just want people to get in there, and I want them to start making a difference. I want them to start doing what they need to do.
Now, will they get the month free for everybody who signs up with that 6FREE or
yep.
for every paid subscription? No, it's
nope.
it's just for okay.
Every person
well,
that
great.
Signs up. Every person that signs up, I want them to take the 6 months free, and you get them to sign up. You get them to look at the site, and if you believe what I'm trying to accomplish, tell people about it. If you don't believe in what I'm trying to accomplish, tell me about it. Tell me why.
You know,
that's excellent.
Yeah, because that's a big question I have here on my mind, because I'm looking at your site, I'm looking at everything and what you're doing, and, you know, I'm wondering to myself, why would a company or a business not want to be a part of TransportWatch.com? I mean, you even say, you know, it's going to help, build a safer clientele for their business. It's going to protect their revenue. I mean, you learned the hard way over that. I mean, so why would they not want to? It wouldn't make any sense.
Well, I hope that everybody feels that way. You know, the thing is that people get busy and they, you know, you got a lot on your mind. So I want to give people the motivation to go ahead and get on there and make the very best site for your business that you can. If you already have a web presence, take some of the text and the pics off of your existing page and put it on there. If you don't, go ahead and come up with whatever you want. If you find that the editing software is difficult to use, call us. We'll help you make an ad. But we want you to get on there, and we want you to tell people about what you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, you know, not just negative, positive too. I mean, I really like the promotional part that you have on there. Again, I go back to, I guess, you know, we've started our own businesses before, and I'm always thinking about the new business guy or gal coming in there. I mean, what a great, you know, a powerful tool this could be.
I certainly hope so. Because that is certainly the philosophy behind it.
Well, I tell you what, we'll do what we can on this end, and we wish you good luck. Appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me, and I hope to see you again next year. I guess you're maybe going to do it in Kansas City, and that would be great if it was to happen there. But we'll track you down wherever you guys end up.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you too.
Yeah, I bet you'd probably like to have it in Montana, wouldn't you?
You know, I don't really mind getting out of here every now and then, but I really do like coming back.
Yeah,
we're right in the middle of our elk hunting season right now, and my son is just, he's not old enough to go, but I take him for walks in the woods so that he can have the experience, and it's probably... It's probably one of the best things that I can think of right now.
Oh, I hear you. Living the good life in Montana. Well, I tell you what, stay in touch, and we'll look forward to seeing you next year.
I appreciate it. You folks have a wonderful night, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Anytime. yeah, that's a good man there, Donna.
Oh, I know. I spoke to him quite a while, and, you know, it was such a breath of fresh air. You know, to have one more person on board, you know, trying to raise the standards of the industry. And it just seems like that's growing and growing. As a matter of fact, with us tonight, we have a couple of people here staying with us.
Yeah.
That are big truck driving advocates to raise the standards. They were at the convention also, and they came all the way from Norway. That's James Linden and his lovely wife, Annetta, and we're just enjoying them so much while they're here. And, well, they do a lot of research about trucking, and it's so wonderful to see people really concerned about the industry. They want to hear about the problems. They think of solutions. They research. They get on Google. And it's just been great having them here, a wonderful inspiration and encouragement. So I think James is in the chat room right now, too.
Yeah, he's handling the chat room for me, and I see everybody there in the chat room, just kind of been kind of busy here with my notes, but appreciate you tuning in. And those of you listening in on the phone lines, I see you, just kind of been a little busy here, but appreciate you tuning in. But, yeah, he's over there typing away and doing my job for me.
Yeah, we've kind of put him to work since he came, but I think they're having fun.
Yeah, okay, well, good show. Well, listen, I guess what, word got out Kansas City? Is that not confirmed yet, though, huh?
No, we still haven't had the survey, but the quick little survey we had on Facebook, it looked like Kansas City was in the lead. Atlanta wasn't far behind, and had a couple of votes for Dallas. I know a few people wanted Reno, but I know you're not.
Yeah, a lot of the people want to go back to casino. That's what it is.
I think they like that casino atmosphere. It is kind of exciting, although we were on the second floor. We weren't anywhere near the casino, but I think they liked it. It did have a little bit of an electric atmosphere as you walked in the place. So we'll see. We're going to put the survey out, I think, next week. Right?
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Are you?
Yeah, we might as well. I mean, you know, I got to keep in mind freight lanes and everything
mm-hmm.
else. And that's why, I mean, I've only been, I mean, in 34 years of driving, I think I made it to Reno like twice. So, I mean, I love Reno, but you got to look at the freight lanes and got to make it just as easy as possible for, you know, for the drivers and for those who want to attend. So, but hey, put it out there and see what. I mean, I look at it like this convention is for them. So, hey, let them tell us where they want it.
Yeah, I mean, we might even, you know, we'll put Tunica on there too in Memphis and see what everybody wants. I think we were going to put when we discussed it a couple of weeks ago, we were going to put five places. And then have people vote on that. And
yeah, Tunica, Gold Strike, they did a great job, though, didn't they?
They did an absolute wonderful job. These people did everything they could possibly do to accommodate drivers, the convention, to make sure everyone not only had a great time, but that they got the most they possibly could out of it. I just, you know, can't tell you what a wonderful crew over at the Gold Strike. If anybody's ever having any kind of anything in that area or they want to go to that area, there's two people there. It was Kim Jordan and Linda Williamson who helped with that, and they're just wonderful people. So, you know, it was great.
Yeah, I didn't hit that $1 million on the slot, though.
Yeah,
I was sure hoping.
Guarantee that.
Yeah, no, that was never a guarantee. But all right, yeah, we'll put it out there and just see what happens. And listen, we got to tell you again about our newest sponsor for the show, 8HourDayEnergy.com. You know, a lot of drivers use these energy drinks to kind of give them that boost that they need, and there's always a concern, you know, whether it's safe and it's nutritional for them. So, you know, you always like to find an energy drink that not only gives you the ultimate energy but comes with a health boost as well, and now you can, and it's 8-Hour Day Energy. It's the ultimate energy drink with a health boost. It's not just another energy drink. It's a healthy alternative. And we want to get their name out there and help them along here. It's 8-Hour Day Energy advises that it's the perfect all-in-one nutritional and energy supplement, and it's packed with over 140 nutritional ingredients. It has antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and super fruits, if I can pronounce them, including acai, noni, goji, and mangosteen, and the list goes on. And all of this is packed in a 2-ounce bottle to help boost your immune system, and it supports your heart health. It aids in eye maintenance. It aids in your nervous system as well as mental alertness. And all this and more comes and it just with a smooth, long-lasting energy, and it has no jitters or crashes. And Donna, you tried it.
Yes, I wanted to tell everybody when we were in Tunica. You know, I figured, well, you know, I need some energy here. And the gentleman, Ken Miller, he had sent me some samples prior to. So, of course, I took them with me. And I'm going to tell you, I can tell you exactly what it did. As soon as I drank it, there was like a warmth. And it wasn't like a rush. It was just a warmth of energy. And it didn't go up and then come down, but it was just steady for just about those 8 hours. And, I mean, I didn't have the warmth for 8 hours, but that was the initial feeling you get after you drink it. There's like a warmth that goes through you. And
that's all those 140 nutritional things.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was really great. And, you know, I can actually say, yeah, you know, I've been taking it, and it's great. There isn't a burst, but a regular steady stream. And I think that's what people are looking for in something like that. So, you know, I don't know. I guess you'd have to try it to really, you know, be able to describe it. You know, I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not, but I did feel good, and I felt a difference. And mentally, I felt good that I was drinking something healthy. I think that was important, too, rather than just, oh, I need to, you know, I need to have a quick energy boost. Let me take this. I felt like, wow, this is good for me. So that's pretty much, you know, my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, but I didn't see it. It didn't give you any jitters, and I know you didn't. I know you didn't crash.
Oh no, not at all.
Yeah, so it's a great product. Visit their website to grab your supply, and for more information at 8hourdayenergy.com. That's the number 8, and then hour, H-O-U-R, dayenergy.com. 8hourdayenergy.com. It's made for the long haul, so make the switch today. 8hourdayenergy.com. We appreciate them being a sponsor for Truth About Trucking Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate Dan Mattulli of TransportWatch.com and all he's doing. Check that out. Very important site. It's a great informational site, and it will definitely help your business. And we appreciate you tuning in this evening. Our next show will be on Thursday, November 17th, 2011, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with our guest David Hancock. He's the CEO of Hodgjohn Incorporated. And they, as you know, are the manufacturer of the Dynasys APU. And we're going to talk about anti-idling laws and the benefits of having an auxiliary power unit for your big rig, and how his company, Hodgjohn.com, is assisting owner-operators and fleet owners with an anti-idling alternative. So APU for anti-idling alternative. That's our next show next Thursday, November 17th, 2011, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, appreciate you tuning in. Here's professional trucker and Nashville recording artist Tony Justice with a title song from his newest release, On the Road. So let's show this fellow driver our support. Check him out at ReverbNation.com/TruckerJustice. Tony Justice with On the Road. Until next time, for Donna Smith and for Truth About Trucking Live, I'm Alan Smith. Drive safe, and thanks for listening.
Driving her crazy, driving that old truck. She needs loving, but she's out of luck. He's on the road, he's on the go, he's on the road, hauling that load on down the line. While he's out there in the fast lane, her life's moving slow, he's on the road. He's pulling into Phoenix, she's pulling out her hair, tossing and turning, wishing he was there. He's on the road, he's on the go, he's on the road, hauling that load on down the line. While he's out there in the fast lane, her life's moving slow, he's on the road. Cause she's thought about it too. He's on the road, he's on the go, he's on the road, hauling that load on down the line. While he's out there in the fast lane, her life's moving slow, he's on the road. They cold shower in Atlanta, and he called her on the phone. Said it's hot down here in Georgia. She said it's hot here at home. Get on the road, get on the go, get on the road. Get back your knees on the mine.